Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Happiness Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Miss Gloria Chandler. Gloria, won't you take it from here?
All righty. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am Evangelist Gloria Chandler, and first of all, I always like to give honor and glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for being here this afternoon. And then to thank God for Tanya Hoffman, our precious CEO and Public Speakers Association president, for that wonderful and miraculous introduction that she does. Thank you, Tanya. Well, the topic for today is health, wellness, and happiness. And I just took the liberty to go in and basically get some descriptions or Webster's connotation on what health, wealth, and happiness is. And health indicated it's a general condition of the body or mind with reference to soundness, vigor, vitality, and freedom from disease or ailment. It's really a polite or complimentary wish for a person's health and happiness, and for all of us to be healthy and happy. Now, healthcare, on the other hand, is the maintenance or improvement of health over the diagnosis and treatment and prevention of disease, illness, injury, and other physical and mental impairment in a human being. Now, healthcare is delivered by health professionals such as your providers, your practitioners, allied health professions, chiropractors, physicians, physician associates, dentistry, midwifery, nursing, medicine, optometry, pharmacy, psychology, and other health professions. Now, all that includes the work being done in providing primary care, secondary care, and tertiary, I guess I'm pronouncing that right, T-E-R-T-I-A-R-Y care, as well as in public health. Now, access to health care sometimes may vary across various countries, groups, right here in the United States, and individuals, you know, largely influenced by social and economic conditions as well as our health policies that are in place. Right now, as we know, we're going through various traumatic issues with the healthcare being completed and approved and whatnot as we speak even. It's just, you know, an ongoing thing here and on Capitol Hill. But in any event, you know, countries and jurisdictions have different policies and plans in relation to the personal and populated-based healthcare goals within each society. And as I just mentioned, we certainly have one ongoing right here in the United States. But I took a look in the biblical perspective, and when we talk about health, it means healing. Healing of the body, but is used in a figurative sense as of promoting soundness of mind, moral character, and that was in Proverbs 4:22. Also, I found out in Jeremiah 8:15, whereby there's a revised version of the British and American, but it also renders it saying healing. And scripture does say that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. It's always good to laugh and be joyous. And it tells us that in 3 John 1:2 in the New King James version of the Bible, where it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Good scripture. And because there are so many chronic and debilitating diseases nowadays of cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and many, many others, some we've never even heard of coming up, that in my opinion, and I really hate to say so, but it is because I can say it because I've been going through some health issues. So this I am truly kind of upset about. But my opinion is, and like I say, it's only my opinion, that we're only being covered over like a Band-Aid, but not being cured, overlooking the real root of the matter. and only prescribing medicines such as pills to so-called help, but it's not. It's just keeping big pharma in big business and little by little killing people off. Today, millions are turning to gyms and aerobics and Pilates and exercises and systems out and inside of our homes, using trainers, food nutritionists, and the like, including even being on vacation on a cruise ship and hotels, whereby utilizing the spa, an establishment that focuses on the promotion of wellness. And I might add, they are very good. The concepts of wellness. Now, the healing traditions drawn upon and the therapeutic techniques. Wellness, which we must talk about, is a phase of utilizing the spa and the fitness centers, also going back to the Pilates and different other facilities, and even trainers. Understand that it has grown to over 13.7 million, and it's climbing. Herein, that was a money amount, which was back in 2007. However, being in 2017, 10 years later, there are millions and millions of these centers that are open and individuals going to and fro to be able to feel healthier, be well, get fit, and stay well, which is a good thing. And thank God we have these various centers and spas, as I indicated, to help us continue on our way because of the hustle and bustle we go through on a daily basis. Now, I was looking in the area of health due to even my own health situation, and I came across this viable information that I think is pertinent to every human being, healthy or non-healthy, and found something called What the Health is 2017. It's a documentary film. It was written by and produced and directed by a gentleman named Kip Anderson and Keegan Coon. They are the makers of Cowspiracy, which I haven't heard of, but it's the sustainability secret. It was advertised as the health film that health organizations don't want you to see or know. And this film explains health concerns relating to the meat and dairy industries and the pharmaceutical industry and various other health organizations. And specifically how health problems are consequences of consuming dairy and meat products, acknowledging the billions of dollars at stake in the healthcare industry and related ones. The documentary aims to educate people on the impact of processed animal foods on personal health. And hopefully I can say this, so you might want to write it down if it's in your interest. It's called the What the Health, funded by an Indiegogo campaign in March of 2016. They raised more than $235,000. And What the Health was released globally on Vimeo, that's V-I-M-E-O, for those who are not familiar, on March 16, 2017, which was 2 months ago here. And they do have a trailer out. And in order to go see this trailer, you will need to go to www.whatthehealthfilm.com. That's www.whatthehealthfilm.com. I happened to look at the trailer. It was very interesting, and I think everyone should take a look at it if you're interested because of it does concern our health and well-being. Now, we go on to our next topic, which is wealth. It's an abundance of valuable material and possessions or resources, riches, the state of being rich, affluent, or prosperous. Wealth is also having a plentiful supply of material goods and money. But great wealth is not a sign of great intelligence. That's for sure. I can, oh God, say at times that you think everybody who is rich is very intelligent, but unfortunately, some may have missed the ship. But that's a statement which is very true to fact that great wealth is not a sign of great intelligence, unfortunately. But it can be corrected. You can also have inherited wealth. This is wealth that is inherited rather than earned. It's luxuriousness. It can give you opulence, sumptuousness, luxury. Wealth as evidenced by sumptuous living. Also, it's called mammon. And this is a word that's also in the Bible. And mammon says that wealth regarded as an evil influence, and thus so it can be. Wealth is riches, fortune, prosperity, affluence, goods, means, money, funds, property, cash, resources, can be substance, possessions, or called big money or big bucks, in form chiefly here in the United States. Also called megabucks, U.S. and Canada. Slang word for wealth is lucre. In the Bible, it talks about filthy lucre. And by that, it means possessing wealth, which is a liability to certain kinds of sins against which they are frequently warned. And that is being high-minded. Person can be oppressed of the poor. It can be selfishness. It could be dishonesty. It could be self-conceit, self-trust, any of those. And money is called the root of all evil, mainly because of the way you use it. Money is good, but it can be called the root of all evil because of how it's handled. Now, wealth is a good thing to have, but it is a word that can mean many things, as just said. But wealth and having all the money in the world cannot buy your soul back from the darkness of evil or hell. It really cannot bring you full happiness. It helps. But as you see, and I look at Hollywood, for instance, they may seem happy, but they're really not, even with all that money that they have at their disposal, from the adults to the children, getting into trouble, fornication, and so many other things that I'm not going to even try to go into. But there are some mature ones that have settled. And I think they are shining through to happy, while most still are unhappy with their difficulties. Wealth can make you do crazy and ordinary things, and think it can buy you a free get-out-of-jail card in instances we've witnessed on TV and some around even our own surroundings. Wealth can give you a prideful and haughty way about yourself, and wealth can also destroy you with drugs, liquor, and other substances. Now, we have a lot of rich and wealthy people in the world, as Forbes' top 100 list consists of, and I took a gander at that to be able to see exactly who the top 5 or 7 were, and they are Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Vladimir Putin, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, for instance. I just wanted to see who was at the top 5 or 7 level, and those are the ones. And then there are other well-knowns we also know down that list, and that is Miss Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jordan as a sports enthusiast, and just to name a few, which are all billionaires. And I do believe that the majority work for their fame and fortune as to why they still hold on to it and are listed under the category of the top 100 list of billionaires in the United States. However, we are living in a different era whereby many, many other individuals are springing up quickly in wealth from real estate, from coaching businesses, internet wealth, even women, entrepreneurs, and other ways of becoming wealthy to maintain households, doing it a little different in our country, due to changes and various disturbances and things going on in our world crisis today and that we live in. It is said wealth can make you happy, and it can also keep you healthy. But have you ever thought about or realized that the wealthiest place on earth is the cemetery? All the talents and gifts that was bestowed by God, never to be ever used or discovered, are there. As we go on to our next topic of happiness, it is the state of well-being characterized by emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy. It's the quality or state of being happy, good fortune, pleasure, contentment, joy, a state of tranquility, free from anxiety and emotional disturbances. It's the quality of state of being merry or jovial, festivity. Happiness is like manna in the Bible says. It is to be gathered in grains and enjoyed every day. I found this quote by a person named Tyrone Edwards says, it will not keep, but it cannot be accumulated. It will not keep. It can be accumulated. I'm sorry. Happiness is like time and space. We make and measure it ourselves, says George Du Maurier. Excuse me, I can't get my tongue squared away today, but George Du Maurier. Happiness, like air, is not something you can put in a bottle. And that was written by someone named Anonymous. Although happiness is something we have been given to enjoy, but due to worldly and life situations, it sometimes seems a mere dream or just bottled up for another time and another place for something else. In order to be happy, you must first learn to love yourself. Gotta learn you love yourself. That'll bring you much happiness. But first, out of all of that, you need to love God and love others that are around you, neighbors, friends, whatever, then yourself. For he is the one who has already given you that spirit of happiness. And I reiterate, the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. We just got to get there. As I conclude on these three topics today, literally, I cannot say I'm fully a healthy person because I do have some situations of health issues, or rich person, or always happy. But since life and death lie in the power of the tongue, I don't speak that I'm ill. I don't speak I'm not rich. I don't speak I'm not happy. Because you can speak life or you can speak death into your situation by the words that come out of your mouth. But I can speak it into existence by faith, as I have for other things, and it may not happen right away. But I believe, I'm a faith person, and I know it can be done. See, I know by the stripes of Jesus Christ, who died for all of our sins, I can be healed. And it tells me that in 1 Peter 2:24. I know by faith, he said in his word, he gives us power to get wealth. You can find that in Deuteronomy 8:18. I also know I'm rich in Christ Jesus. We, being the seed of Abraham, are to lend and not borrow. Since Abraham is the father of many nations, that means we have nations already inside of us as well. And by faith, he says it in 1 Peter 2:9, that, but you are a chosen generation. Speaking of us, we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation, his own special people. You believe that? He loves us so much. That's why it tells us in the Word of God that he has such a love for us as his special people, that agape love, that love so profound that's why they call it agape love, because he just loves people. He just loves us and what he did for us by dying on that old cross on old Golgotha, that he gave that love up for us, and that he proclaims the praises, that we should proclaim the praises, the one to him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And this is what Christ Jesus did. Therefore, I'm already spiritually rich. We just need to learn to manifest it out into the natural. And it's something else to be able to do that. But your faith has to be working in order to profoundly do any of these things. But they're there for our using. He placed them there for us because, like I say, he loved us that much, that agape love that he has for us. Therefore, no matter the consequences, we must keep on living, keep on learning, and keep on loving. It's hard sometimes, but to get past our struggles in life, when I get to a rough patch, I finally realize, might not at the beginning, but this too will pass, like anything else. If I believe, and no matter what mine or your status is, if you're healthy, you're wealthy. If you're wealthy, you can certainly be healthy and happy, or just plain old happy. That's a good thing. Because one day, you're going to look up and say, with all the perseverance and stamina you could have mustered, it was all worth it. It's all going to be good. I made it, and it all fell into place by the grace of God. And I earned his favor for him to say to me, and he says it in Isaiah 40 and 31 in your New King James Version, "For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint." And that tells me I'm getting ready to soar. I'm getting ready to soar, no matter the situation. So God bless you all on today. Thank you for listening. And as a Christian life coach, I am going to give away today 5 free strategy sessions. They're only going to be available through June 30th because I'm off to the conference in Las Vegas. And this is for anyone who wants to set up appointments. You can call me or email me. And my email address is Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, lifecoaching@gmail.com. Again, Gloria Chandler, lifecoaching@gmail.com. My website is www.empoweryourlife4destiny. www.empoweryourlife4destiny. Or you can reach me by phone. And that number is 234-360-8787. Again, 234-360-8787. Thank you, and God bless. Finished.